Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our May Spiritual Outreach Call. I have the privilege to welcome Father Owen Moran this morning to speak to us on what we should know about the ascension of Jesus Christ. Father Owen was ordained a priest by Bishop Rademer on December 14, 1991, for the Paterson Diocese in New Jersey. He served as the parochial vicar at St. Patrick's Parish in Chatham, New Jersey, for 11 years, assisting the parish in a variety of ministries, including liturgies, religious education, prison ministry, and hospice. He met on a regular basis with the finance and parish councils to learn the workings of the parish, and this experience was to serve him well in his next assignment. In March 2003, Father Owen was appointed the pastor of St. Rose of Lima Church in East Hanover, New Jersey. He inherited a parish that was bankrupt and whose ministries needed revamping. He worked diligently, and through the grace of God, debts were paid, the church and buildings were renovated, and the parish was put on a strong financial foundation. Because of a collaborative approach, the parish's ministries were thriving. In October 2009, Father Ed Hines was tragically murdered at St. Patrick's in Chatham. For 5 months, Father Owen was appointed temporary administrator while remaining pastor of St. Rose of Lima. While working at St. Patrick's, he put into effect counseling and support for members of the staff and the community as well, who were deeply affected by the tragedy of the murder. In June 2019, Father Owen was appointed pastor of St. Luke Parish in Long Valley, New Jersey, where he continues to serve. Father Owen was made a deputy chaplain in 2014 and serves now as a magistral chaplain. He has been to Lourdes with the association 3 times. With the changes in the bylaws related to the chaplains, Father Owen has sponsored a candidate for membership in 2022, and I have been informed that he was an excellent sponsor. Good morning, Father, and please begin.
Good morning, everybody. I'm delighted to spend some time with you this morning on a reflection, which is entitled, What I Should Know About With Regard to the Ascension of the Lord. But we begin as we always do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God. Make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving. For the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm delighted that the bishops of New Jersey have made a decision to move the Feast of the Ascension henceforth to the Sunday before the Feast of Pentecost. This Sunday, on May 29th, we will celebrate the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. I think it's a wonderful idea because more people will be able to come together and enjoy this very special day. We are, of course, people of resurrection, but we certainly know that the last time humankind saw Jesus was when he ascended back into heaven. We know that he will come again at the end of time in glory, and that all human beings will acknowledge him as Jesus the Savior. We who are Catholic Christian, though, if you will, the bar is raised rather high so that we can be the disciples that Christ calls us to be. If we look at the life of Christ, we see that as soon as he was baptized in the River Jordan, he began to pick followers, if you will, a leadership team. And he was a great delegator. He taught them well how to work, interact with all of their human frailty. And he encouraged and invited them to take on responsibilities. He was patient with them when they messed up, which they did on many occasions. And yet he walked with them in humility and in the ability to believe in them so that they could believe in themselves and, if you will, their new mission to bring God's love to all of humankind. And so we contemplate, if you will, the Feast of Holy Thursday, this beautiful day in the evening time when the priest celebrates with and for his people the Mass of the Lord's Supper. The Mass begins in most of our lovely parishes. 12 representatives of the parish walk forward with a nice, clean and pedicured foot, and the priest will wash the foot, symbolizing ministry is a messy business, and we need to be people of humility, compassion, and love. Back in the day, the apostles and disciples' feet were certainly neither pedicured nor washed. They were dusty and dirty. And he helps us to realize again, we, as the Holy Father tells us, must be very careful because the shepherd must smell like his sheep. Holy Thursday evening is the evening when we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. And then Jesus left that, if you will, happy room, the room of the Last Supper, happy place, and spent time in prayer, reflection, and then broke down crying. He was so apprehensive and afraid that he cried tears of blood. He was captured and brought to prison. Prison. Beaten, humiliated, spat upon, and thus began the journey to Golgotha, where he died lovingly and willingly, but painfully for all of humankind. As he lay dying, the men scattered apart from John the Beloved, Mary his mother, and some other women. He died for all of human beings. He died for people from the very beginning of time to the very end of time. He died for each and every human being that we might be open to the saving presence of God. He spent 40 days between Easter and the Ascension, getting again to spend time with people, giving them the ability to see him through miracles, that he was risen from the dead, as he said. A child in my CCD program said, "Father Owen, why didn't you just do a group text?" Well, hello. There was no group texting back then. Hard to believe for young people. So he needed to let himself be seen in the flesh and touched and acknowledged, most frequently acknowledged in the breaking of the bread, the Holy Eucharist. As he ascended back to the Father, he looked upon his 11 apostles and disciples, 11 apostles calling to mind that even then, humankind was fractured, one had left. We must always be aware of that. Human beings are frail. It doesn't always work out. But God's love always does work out with tenderness and love and compassion, believing in us as best we are human beings. And so the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven and reminded us, go bring the good news to all. And so we are people of resurrection, but ascension is the day when we look up and say, Lord Jesus, you have gone back and you have given us the Great Commission. We received that strength on the Feast of Pentecost, as did the early Christian community, to work for the kingdom of God on earth. As a chaplain of the order, I'm very pleased and proud of my role. Proud also of the fact that I'm chaplain of Morristown Prison, with two priests to help me, Dame of Malta, and several volunteers. We are looking, by the way, for Jersey people who can help us in this ministry, and we would ask and pray that those of you living in New Jersey would consider this. The mission and ministry of our order. Visit the prisoners. Remind them that they, too, are loved. Be with the sick. Be with the dying. Help those who are special needs. A new member that I'm delighted to bring into our order has worked in special needs for many, many years. Last Sunday, we had a beautiful mass to celebrate Lourdes, a virtual mass. And our special needs family portrayed, if you will, St. Bernadette, the Blessed Mother, and many other people on the journey to the joy and, if you will, tears of the congregation. We see in our special needs community and in our vulnerable community and in our sick community and in our prisoners the reminder of God's compassionate love, loving us unconditionally, if you will, despite ourselves. During these last days of Easter season, as we prepare for the Ascension, lift up our hearts. Ask ourselves if I need a recharge. I need a recharge with God's grace so that I can continue the mission God has given me. I thank God for the honor of being a chaplain and for the honor of each of us in our own way serving God in the Order of Malta. Let us work hard for the kingdom of God on this world, knowing that Christ will gather us all to himself. I wish you a joy-filled and beautiful Easter season. Be assured of my prayers and my love as we continue on this journey together. And so with great joy we pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Feast of the Ascension. Where you have gone, we hope to follow. Give us the grace and courage to be those disciples you call us to be. And one day we shall meet you in glory, and all joy will be ours. We pray this, Jesus Christ, in your name, living and reigning forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Happy Easter. And thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father Owen, thank you very much for reminding us that the Ascension is a starting point for us to go forth to do God's work. Calls are recorded and posted to the Association website within a few days. Prior calls are also posted there. In next month's call on June 1st, Monsignor Joseph Schadel, also from the St. Luke's Parish in Indianapolis, will speak about St. Joseph as a model for fathers and parents. Thank you again, all of you who participated, and have a blessed day.